Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You gotta finish a sentence.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, no Guru today. John Dickinson in form. Hope to have Guru back tomorrow. And we're talking about...
Lay off!
A Warriors loss last night. They lost 104-96. Steph Curry's worst shooting night of his career when he's taken 20 or more shots. 4 for 21, 3 for 14 from three-point range. Give Mikal Bridges a lot of credit for that. A lot of those shots were affected, JD. Draymond Green, I'll just start out with this play. The play where he drove for the layup, he missed it. And as they're going up the other way, I hear the announcer saying, Draymond's complaining to the official in the backcourt. And then sure enough, the ball swings to Crowder on that left wing, and he nails a shot, and Draymond wasn't there. He was late. And that was a huge, huge sequence, involving Draymond Green, where he kind of hurt you right there. I didn't think Draymond was much of a factor last night, to tell you the truth. He usually sticks out more. He was just kind of felt like just a guy out there last night. I guess you could say the same for Curry, and maybe that's a cause for some optimism, because they're not going to play that way all the time anymore.
Yeah, and look, I think Ayton kind of getting going a little bit. I mean, there were times where it just Ayton got the better of him, they put him, I thought it was interesting when you look at them putting him on Chris Paul, basically.
Right.
Off the top, and where does that leave, where does that leave Wiggins? Wiggins was on Booker, and then things were, I get why they're doing that, but it just, there were times where on the switch he would be Ayton, and Ayton just kind of had his way with Draymond.
Right. Exactly.
And that, at that point,
there are a few big men that can, get over on Draymond, and Ayton looks like he might be one.
I mean, again, when you get
Gobert can't, you're right.
Right. But Ayton's more skilled.
Ayton
can turn and look like he's got a clue at 4 feet.
Exactly.
And make that shot 8 out of 10 times.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, that's the...
And Gobert always looks like might go in, might not. He doesn't look... Ayton looks far more comfortable as an offensive player.
Right. And so the big three things, right? It was Suns defense on Curry. The next thing was Ayton's a factor, for sure. And
right.
Then you start to look, for me, it's look at, the guys that didn't play, that how do they impact things moving forward? And, whether it's Booker who was out or Clay coming back because Steve Kerr went to that card. Like, those
right.
are all the things that you kind of factor in.
Dave's in Fremont. What's going on, Dave? How you doing, man? A little clunky for the Warriors last night?
Yeah, gentlemen. This was a heck of a game. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it because in my perfect world, the Warriors were going to be on top and we would have, knocked those guys down a peg.
Sure.
But it is like a championship fight, right? Take that first kind of shot to the ribs, give us a little wake-up call. And now I think on Friday we're going to have to definitely wake up. Guys, do you notice, at some point, though, everything seemed to, go a little wonky, right? It was like Steph started stumbling, and then you saw, everybody just kind of fell out of sync. I mean, that was the thing. Did you notice that? When did that occur, and how did that occur, guys?
Well, you know what? I mean, I'll just tell you what I heard Draymond Green say after the game. And he said, you know, they didn't allow us to do, what was it exactly? They took away a lot of our stuff. And they are long, and they are quick. And that, I just think so often, especially during their run, JD, the Warriors' offense has been so absolutely incredible. And they've got Steph Curry, one of the greatest offensive players of all time. It's sometimes easy just to think they can do that all the time. And defense matters. It really does. And sometimes the Warriors make it matter less than most teams. But you cannot tell me that Phoenix did not defend the Warriors well last night.
I'll give you, I think the game changed right around the time that Booker went out, to be honest.
And, what were they down at that point?
They were down 9 at one point, I think, in the middle of the second quarter. And then they went on a run. But it was where it changed was that last 7.5, 8 minutes of the half. Because the Suns found a different gear defensively. Mentioned that earlier. They just found, they just ramped it up. And the Warriors were really out of sorts, other than Poole being hot or Otto Porter being hot, really with everything they were trying to do from that point.
Yeah, no doubt. Jesse's in Antioch. Let's talk a little Andrew Wiggins. What's up, Jesse? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. What are you thinking about Wiggins?
You were asking earlier, you know, what's on my list. So here's what's on my list. As far as last night's game, if Wiggins is not trying to play through those back spasms, we win that game.
Who's playing for him?
Say what?
Who would play those minutes, those 30 minutes?
No, if Wiggins is doesn't have
I see. Okay. I got you.
And he's playing.
I got you.
He's being Wiggins.
I got you.
He's going to score 25. He's going to score 25 points.
I got you. Even though
they took Curry out of the game, they pushed him up against the sideline. He's got 3 and 4 people in his face. If Wiggins is playing the way he's been playing, we're going to win that game.
Appreciate the call, Jeff.
Back to Wiggins.
Wiggins wasn't right last night. I think that's fair to say. Would they have won if he had been right? Maybe. Maybe not. Way too many turnovers, says the 510, especially from Steph and Draymond. That's not good. Steph didn't turn it over that much last night, I don't think. And one of the reasons was it was tough for him to get it. How many turnovers did Curry have?
Curry
had two.
Yeah, only two.
One or two, yeah.
Only two last night.
The guy who killed him was Juan Toscano-Anderson. He had 5 turnovers last night, and Draymond had 5. I think Draymond's been turning the ball over a little bit too much for my liking, but, you know, it's like you got to live with that a little bit because he does, you know, he gets you so many easy baskets through the pass, no doubt. Okay, I got to tell you something, J.D., just how I got a little annoyed with one guy who tweeted at me. I don't even know who it was.
It happens.
So I remember yesterday, we kind of said it, but I ended up saying it on the air that, you know, I think if there's pressure on any team last night, it's probably on Phoenix.
Get off of Twitter.
And some guy after the game says, oh, yeah, looks like they really felt that pressure. Yeah, the Suns felt that pressure. That's why they went. If a team is feeling more pressure, it's not a negative. Like, why do people – oh, you know what? Suns got some pressure on them tonight. Guess what? Maybe that's why they played as hard as they did. Maybe that's why they defended as hard as they did. Like, pressure is not a bad thing to have on a professional team and a professional athlete because these guys are kind of done it before under pressure, and they know what they have to do. So, yeah, I'm going to stick by it. The Suns, that game to me was more important for the Suns. They held serve. They did it in an impressive way, I thought, with Booker out. And now we go play Friday and see what happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at just where things are coming off of that. If the Warriors were able to win that game and Steph, you know, makes a couple more shots, but it's, let's say he was 7 for 21.
Okay.
You know, still great job by the Suns.
Right.
But the Warriors are able to win the game because Jordan Poole did what he did, and they get some stops down the straight. Like, if the Warriors are able to win that game, sure, the Suns could say, you know, all right, we didn't have Booker or whatever, but it wouldn't matter. Like, it wouldn't matter. If the Warriors win that game, it's just off to the races, to me. At that point, there's almost nothing that could even challenge a conversation about Phoenix maybe having the ability to beat them until they actually beat them. So from that standpoint, I do think, and not that the Suns care about it, but I think from that standpoint, there is a little bit of, if the Warriors had won last night, the Suns would have been dismissed, I think.
Oh, by Warrior fans, I think, or, you know, a fair segment of them.
Again, assuming they back it up Friday, too.
Right. I mean, I don't think, I'm just trying to think, fans in the East Coast probably don't care. But no, I mean, if the Warriors win that game last night and Steph goes 5 for 21 and there's no Clay and they turn it over 22 times, I mean, then we're coming in here today saying maybe they're going to win 67 games. Because if the best team in the league can't beat them on their home floor on a night when they don't play, you know. What was the latest it was tied? See, that's the one thing. You want to talk about a silver lining. You know, one of the things this team does, JD, and it's always been underestimated, 82-80 with 10 minutes to go. It's a two-point game with 9 minutes to go, two-point, 1 point. I mean, so we're looking at basically a tie game with 6 minutes to go. That's the Warriors' defense. Like, the fact that the Warriors are even with 6 minutes to go, to me, is a sign that this team's pretty good because their defense is going to allow them to hang in games. And you're right. What happened at the six-minute mark? Well, guess what? Phoenix made the plays that they were kind of making all game, and the Warriors just couldn't make the plays that they needed at the right time. Joe's in South City. What's going on, Joe? Tough loss for the Warriors.
Yeah, it's been tough. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
I think one thing to say for sure, give Phoenix credit, man. They made it to the championship last year and didn't get through, but it's clear their defense and their offense, they're willing to hang in there. So there's no reason to dismiss them, at least from a Warriors fan standpoint. And I know there's some fans who are really going to be big-headed one way or the other, right? But I think, you know, they took away a lot of things, and Draymond talked about that, but it seemed like Curry was pressing, and we all know he takes the fantastic shots and the shots that other people can't make, but there were a lot of moments, like there was that Draymond moment where he passed into a triple team to Looney. There was a moment where Curry was dribbling on the outside looking for a shot, and Poole could have drove in easily and maybe have gotten something, but it looked like they were playing a little bit softer than I would have expected. Like, if Wiggins, maybe the back spasms were a thing, but, and definitely this isn't a team that's overtly physical on the offensive end, but I imagine if they had drove to the basket and were seeking some contact, they may be getting more of those calls and less of those blocks from Ayton. Like, it seemed like on one end they were pressing on the offensive end and they weren't really trying to be physical and try and get to the hoop the way they wanted to.
All right.
They were trying to be a little bit jelly up front down there. But Ayton, the fact that he's able to block a three-point shot from Curry, although the shot clock was winding down, that shouldn't be happening first step.
Well, we don't see that a lot. And I'll tell you, I mean, we do not see that a lot. And if we start seeing that, that would, to me, be a small sign. Like, okay, like the play Ayton made to me is an anomaly.
Sure.
A great play. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from it.
I don't think that's anything about a decline.
No. What I'm saying is you start seeing that happen more and more and more, then I do think it's the sign of a decline. But, I'm not saying that's the case. Ayton made a great play.
I mean, you just don't see anybody make that play, a big.
I'm trying to think. I mean, he usually... It's usually fun in games when he gets that situation.
It was that play, and then the next play when he drove and Bridges came over and blocked him. Like that was the okay. The Suns are mean business in this game kind of moment.
Yeah. 510 says, how come everyone mentions Booker wasn't playing and never mentioning Clay?
I mentioned it.
Well, you know who else mentioned it?
Teams are going to commit people to Steph the way that Phoenix did, then there's going to be openings. You know, there's going to be openings for Jordan, openings for Otto. Those guys, you know, knocked down a bunch of threes. There'll be openings for Klay Thompson. That's going to be fun. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, a lot to look forward to, but the main thing we've got to take from this is we've got to get better. We played the Western Conference champs. They were the better team. We get to play them again in a few days. Let's see if we can make some improvement and carry that improvement forward so that when we do get into these type situations, we can be more effective.
So the 5-1-0, Steve Kerr brought up Klay Thompson. And you're right. I mean, he talks about Klay Thompson all the time, but I think it feels to me like he's now saying, you know, Klay's close enough to coming back that we can anticipate his return will be a positive.
Well, and you're envisioning the different ways that he can help you, and more specifically can help you in a matchup that looks like it's troublesome
right
now for the Warriors, right? Like the
yep.
Essentially he was saying, don't panic, because if Klay's Klay, the stuff that Phoenix did tonight isn't going to be as effective.
Right. Let me ask you a question. And I don't necessarily think Wiseman's a factor in this. Are the Warriors better than the Suns without Klay Thompson? Can they be better than the Suns without Klay Thompson?
I don't think so.
I kind of don't either.
Like win a series against
them. That's what I'm talking about. Like, Iguodala will be healthy, let's say, and even Wiseman will be healthy. I think, you know, Iguodala will help you win a couple games, but I kind of am with you there, JD. I think that they're going to need Klay to get by that team at least. Maybe they can get by some other teams without him, but I do think he's a big player against that team. Austin's in San Jose. What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Hey, my favorite guys. Listen, real quick. The game was disappointing last night, guys. I think we're overplaying Phoenix. I mean, they played a great game. They played a good defensive game, but let's not kid ourselves. I mean, Steph had wide open shots that he missed. The turnovers were a problem. Missed foul shots. This game was a 6-point game. The Warriors probably should have won the game. So I'm not giving Phoenix that much credit. Yeah, they junked up things. They made things difficult with Steph. But that's not the first time Steph's had difficulty, man. Come on, let's not.
We're
let's
shooting not over, night of his over, career. Over, all right, hey Austin, real
I
quick.
Know, but I know.
Well, yeah, okay, real quick, Austin. I mean, you really think the shots that Steph had last night were shots that he shoots every single game?
I think the Steph being the person that he is and the Hall of Famer that he is, he's been challenged his whole career with having to make tough shots. Yeah. Give him Aiden made a block last night. He's 7 foot, for God's sake. He ought to be able to make a shot, especially when the clock make a block when the shot's going down. I mean, when the clock's going
right.
down. My point is this. Steph had an off-shooting night. He's had off-shooting nights. But we can't give Phoenix too much credit for making Steph have a bad night. He's had bad nights, and guess what? Watch what's going to happen on Friday, okay?
All right. Thanks, Austin. Yeah. Appreciate it. I don't think, like...
He'll be great on Friday, but is Poole going to have 28 again? I mean, that's kind of the rub, right? Because, you know, is Porter going to have 16 again? Like, there are ways where Steph can play better,
you know,
and
what?
The game still gets to a similar place.
You know what? And I love Austin. He's one of my favorites. But I can tell. I can tell Warrior fans, they're a little worried about Phoenix. The 5-1-0, you guys are ridiculous. Warriors by 15 on Friday.
Okay.
Suns didn't look that good last night. That smells of a fan that knows the Phoenix Suns are here to stay. That's what that smells like to me, JD. Mm-hmm.
I think you're onto something.
I think Steph Curry will play better
of course
on
will.
Friday. But come on, Austin and everybody, if you think that the Suns didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, for goodness sakes, Draymond Green said they took away a lot of our stuff. You know what? Forget me saying it. Draymond said it. So my man Austin and my 5-1-0, you're going to have to, you know, Draymond said it, not me. So you're going to have to convince him.
Question then becomes, how do you counter it if you're the Warriors? First thing that comes to mind, Curry attacking more I think he needs to drive.
Right.
I think he needs to drive. I think they need to maybe even isolate him a little bit more and just and let him go to work. Like not as much of the screen action for him. Just kind of let him go a little bit.
Well, the one thing that Kerr always says when this is the case, and I seem to remember he would say it against the Rockets when he felt like they were holding, we've got to cut harder. We've got to make more decisive back cuts. Just things have to be more crisp.
Make them pay for the fact that they're not respecting the other player.
Exactly. Exactly. And penalize them for being aggressive on defense.
And then they get caught and Steph gets some easier shots and he gets hot and it's night-night.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I wanted to run this by you. This was from Kenny Smith last night. I guess this was at halftime of the game.
Yeah.
Maybe you can give me some context because I was locked in on NBC Sports Bay Area.
I always said that I thought the Knicks fans were the most delusional, but I think the Golden State Warrior fans might have them. Because, you know, shout out to, you know, the Williams families, the Newport family, and the Scholes family who, they are unconditional. I mean, even when they're up 18, they're still arguing with the refs.
So clearly Kenny Smith has some friends,
right,
that are Warrior fans that are giving him some flack as far
right.
as, you know, the whistle, right? And the context of that was he was joking around.
Right.
Because he clearly has some friends that are Warrior fans. And then he went to the board and he illustrated a couple of plays of just how Phoenix was trying to attack Steph, making him guard on when the Suns have the ball and then bumping him, grabbing him when he's off the ball, when the Warriors have the ball. Like it was basic stuff. It was actually
right.
a really good breakdown.
Trying to make him work on the defense.
Nothing new, and it was not an indictment of his defense. Like I saw some people acting like, oh, he's trying to make Steph out like he can't defend. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with the fact that they were just trying to make him move around and expend energy on that end, which they were trying to do. And then the other part was if he's going to be off the ball on offense, you're going to bump him, you're going to clutch him, you're going to grab him. He showed a play where they clearly fouled him. Which,
right.
which you'll bristle, you know, Warrior fans, and did from what I saw. But the context again was officials aren't going to call every one of these, and so if you're going to play them off the ball, like we talk about, oh, take them off the ball. There's a rub to that too if you
true.
Take them off the ball, which is it's easier to foul him and get away with it.
That's true. That is true. That's a good point.
So that's why I think more of it. But anyway, that was the whole Kenny Smith thing. Like, any of this, he's hating on the Warriors and all that. It was a joke.
I mean,
get over it.
Yeah, boy, the text line is. Here's 888-957-9570. Why can't certain Warrior fans give the Phoenix Suns credit? How hard is that? How freaking hard is that? To just say, you know what, the Suns, you know what? The Warriors didn't lose last night. They got beat. They got beat by the Suns. And that's okay. They're still 18-3. They're still the best team along with Phoenix in the Western Conference.
Yeah,
nobody's saying they're done.
Yeah, nothing's been decided here. The Warriors could win by 15 on Friday night.
Yeah.
And you know what? It wouldn't mean that it's decided the other way either. Like, nothing's decided. It's a chess match. Like, that was
right.
the beauty of last
right.
night. Like, this could be the first of potentially 11 meetings this year between these teams. Like,
yeah.
The back and forth. And look, these may be the only teams in the league or the only teams in the conference that can beat each other.
That as of right now, that's kind of what I'm going on until I see Utah.
Yeah, who wants to enter the chat, right?
Yeah, thank
who else
you.
Wants to enter the chat? Right now,
thank
it's a
you.
Two-way chat. No group chat necessary.
The Warriors got beat last night by the Suns, and they're still one of the six or eight teams that could win the title this year. What's the problem?
Quick side note.
Yeah.
This segment, I've been a little like kind of all over the place,
oh.
like scattered. I'm gonna have to borrow your card. I'm gonna have to borrow like a
oh,
card.
You need to go out and plug
yeah,
the meter.
Because it won't
all
let
right.
me do it again, and I forgot
you.
My wallet.
I got.
I'm
you.
Probably gonna get a ticket. There's nothing
you.
That can be done other than me
well,
running
you,
out of here.
If you
want to
roll out of here right now,
yeah, I mean, we can.
I can take the last minute.
We can finish. No, I'm gonna need. I need to borrow like a credit card because I didn't bring my wallet.
Oh. Well, that's very different.
I need you to spot me.
Here you go.
I need you to spot me. The
okay. There
the,
you go. I don't think when you plug that into a meter, it asks you for any information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But
right.
yeah,
no problem.
And look, I may just have to wear the ticket. Right. It'd be a bummer, but it'd be because I forgot my wallet.
Yeah, let me. I'll have that back.
Yeah, you get that one. Oh, all right. Yeah, good job.
Anyway, all right,
not to derail it.
Nah, that's all right. JD is going to go plug the meter, and the Warriors are going to regroup from last night, and they'll play the Suns at the Chase Center on Friday. It'll be a fun game. It'll be absolutely a fun game. All right, let me think here for a minute. All right, hey, you're looking for the Warriors' best content from 95.7 The Game. Text WARRIORS to 20357. That's WARRIORS to 20357. Make sure to click the link, then hit the subscribe button in the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Powered by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. 888-957-9570. How you feeling about last night's loss? No sweat? Signs of trouble? Or, you know what? Let's wait till Friday and see what happens. 888-957-9570.
No, I need to borrow like a credit card.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get right to it. Did you get a ticket?
I did not.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
and I was rolling about 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
In the red.
That's flirting with disaster in this neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
Because those meter maids are ubiquitous down here,
and they
are attentive.
No meter question. People.
Meter people.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I owe you $550.
Okay.
Appreciate the use of the card.
People want to know why you didn't do it over your phone.
Well, here's the thing. So it's a two-hour spot. Right.
Okay.
It's a two-hour spot.
Right.
So what you have to do is it won't. I paid it at 11, around 11. We came in before the show. I paid at 11 with the phone, with
right.
the app
gotcha.
Via the phone. You can't do that consecutively because it's a two-hour spot.
Okay.
So the trick is, if you need it for 4 hours, you pay with the card the first time. When you get there, physically pay with the card, stick the card in, and then 2 hours later, usually middle of the show, I'll get on the app during a break and I'll extend it another 2 hours.
Gotcha.
And then you're covered until the end of the show. So the thing I was doing here at the last segment was trying to, it won't let me because it's like, no, it's a 2 hour spot.
Sure.
And you're the same person. So
right.
I actually physically needed a card. And the reason I didn't have a card is because for the second straight day, I forgot my wallet, left my
now
wallet.
Now that's the one that
bizarre
is strange to me.
Yeah.
But,
so I'd say I'd buy you a beer like after the show,
right?
But I don't have my wallet, so it's going to have to be another day.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
Apple Pay. Sure. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I could Venmo you. We could do all that. Yeah. Either way.
I got to work on that Venmo account.
Yeah, Apple Pay. I do have Apple Pay. I could just send. If you have Apple Pay, I actually do have Apple Pay. Yeah, I could just send you $550.
Cash App also works.
That's all right. I'll take the beer.
But yeah, thanks to you. And yeah, 20 minutes in the red. Must be my lucky day.
Nice. Yeah, it's tough. Tough parking situation down here. I'm sure.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm sure people out there really care about that. Fillmore Mike. What's up, Fillmore Mike? How you doing, man? Sick of the turnovers, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. But shout out to y'all because when y'all get on the air, like, y'all remind me of, I used to tell Matt, I used to be like, man, what's his name? Damon Rattle and Kosi. They have like real deep intellectual conversations. You guys having a great basketball intellectual conversation about the game last night.
Thank you.
And honestly, Phoenix is a great team. I don't know what people talking about. Phoenix is a good team, great team, but we had 25, 23 turnovers.
Yeah.
I look at that.
No doubt.
Also, the one thing, Steiny, about Kenny Smith, I think, now he may be right about this. As an overall, he's out of pocket. It ain't us. But new Warriors fans, they may be delusional because they don't understand it's ups and downs to the NBA. And even at the Warriors being 18-3, that's amazing.
Right.
From a real Warrior fan, from a real NBA guy. That doesn't even happen all the time. So
exactly.
New Warrior fans may be the most delusional NBA fans. They may be.
Thanks, Fillmore Mike. Appreciate it.
It's a good breakdown.
Really do.
It's a quality breakdown.
Here's the other thing about, just talking about this game last night. The Warriors, Like, here's what last night told me. They're going to have to, and you might say, well, no kidding. They're going to have to play better to beat the Suns. Yeah. They're going to have to play better.
And they
last
can.
Night might have beaten half the teams in the league. They still might have beaten half the teams in the league last night.
I think they've kind of shown that already.
Exactly. And so, okay, guess what?
More than half. I think they might have beat 25 or 28.
I mean,
27.
Yeah, we could quibble about that, but you know, part of the reason they didn't play a great game was because of the Phoenix Suns. All right, so now they play Friday. See what happens Friday. No Devin Booker, no Klay Thompson, no James Wiseman. I tell you what else I'm thinking, JD, here is you know, just kind of hearing some, I don't want to say discontent, but you know, the idea, if you're a Warrior fan who really is looking at that game last night saying, Phoenix not that good. We're better. You know, we stunk. They were great. When we get Klay back, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the fan who's thinking, when we get Klay back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's all over, meaning we're going to be untouchable. And I'm not saying... And where I'm coming from here, JD, is that's a lot of pressure on Klay Thompson. And I'm not saying he can't handle it, but if Klay Thompson needs to be at 90% for the Warriors to win it all, then maybe you're asking a lot of Klay Thompson in his first game and months back. So I just, who was I talking to today? And I was just saying, it feels like, you know, it feels like Warrior fans are really expecting Klay to be Klay. And I hope Klay is Klay, because I love Klay Thompson as a player.
There's but no harm in being optimistic, though.
No, there isn't. But there's also there's a reality here that this injury may take some time for him to get back to 100%.
Sure. But you know what I will say? I think Steve Kerr, there were two things. When Steve Kerr mentioned Klay Thompson after the game, if you want to play the cut, that's fine. But there are two things that stood out. The first thing was, and I mentioned this to you before the show, It's almost Steve Kerr saying, we might not be good enough as is to beat Phoenix in a series. Hmm. That might be too... That was the first thought that came to mind. The second thought that came to mind plays into what you were just saying. I don't think Steve Kerr would say that unless, from what he's seen or what he's been told, Clay looks pretty good.
Gotcha.
Because if Steve Kerr knew it was, oh boy, I don't know, or, you know, the reports aren't, because he would know. And if he thought, and if he even thought, boy, it's not what he's not what he was, and might not be what he, like, I don't think he would have even put Klay Thompson's name into that conversation at that
point. I got you. But if he knows as much as, you know, I mean, what if, let's just say it's a standard, and I don't even think there is some, but let's say Klay comes back and he's at 80%, it's going to take him a year to get to 100%. Then at 80%, Klay's going to probably help you, I would think. And that's what Steve Kerr knows. Maybe Steve Kerr knows that, you know, Klay's not going to get, Klay won't play more than 30 minutes a game this year, but he can help us in 25 when he gets to that point. D.A. is in Hayward. What's going on, D.A.? What do you got? You want to talk a little Wiseman?
Well, gentlemen, very nice conversation. I will say this about Klay Thompson's return, that he's needed more on the defensive end against a team like this than on the offensive end. Hmm. I mean, standing in the corner or out on the perimeter like he tends to do, that doesn't get you open against this Phoenix defense, and I'll get to that in a minute. But what the Warriors needed last night and will need in the future against this team is a way to stop Chris Paul at crunch time. They tried different options last night. Paul got his shot up every time he shot. He seemed to make every shot he took. They had no answer for him. And had that game been close at the end, I'm very confident he would have made that last shot, whereas Steph Curry, who's a far better offensive player, would not have made the last shot because he would have had a 6'11" guy standing in his face forcing him to fade away from 30 feet. So I'm hoping that even if he's not the Klay Thompson of old, like you said, at least defensively, you can put him on a matchup like that and stop the other team's most potent force down the stretch.
I mean...
Now, my point about...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Now, my point about the game last night is, you know, I don't think it was any surprise that Phoenix won that game. Phoenix, the team that played that game last night, like they played in the finals. They have all their guys back. They know their roles. Nothing has changed. The Warriors, everything has changed.
Yep.
This is a team, you know, that's as you talked about. This is a team that's going to be a lot different 3 months from now than it is now. And if it isn't, they're not going to compete with Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not going to compete with some other teams as well. I'm not confident the Warriors are better than Memphis. You know, they haven't proven to be, over the course of the last year. But where I think the Warriors need help is from Wiseman, because you have to make Ayton respect.
I would agree with that.
Hardened.
Yeah. Thanks, D.A. Appreciate the call. And thanks for calling in, D.A. I would agree. And this is where it's not that you want Wiseman to shut Ayton down, but that was a good word. You know, you got to make Ayton respect your interior a little bit. And he looked awfully comfortable last night. You know, the other thing I'll say, and that it's a great point about Klay, is, you know, Klay, he's the one who's going to be guarding Chris Paul. Ideally, if he can, because he's the guy who guarded him a lot in the past. That's what Klay does. Will Klay Thompson be able to defend at the level he defended 3 years ago? That may be, it may be as simple as that to what it comes down to.
I would not be counting on Klay Thompson to be a defensive savior. Like, there's just, and look.
But he's, like, I agree. Savior's a big word, but... And Klay, I mean, he's not the greatest defensive player of all time, but he is so solid fundamentally when he's guarding Harden and those guys. He just gives up nothing easy.
No doubt. I just, and look, maybe I'm off on this, but I feel like if there's an area where the injury is going to be harder to come back from, or it's going to take more time to come back, to me, it's going to be the defensive side as opposed to the offensive side. Like I,
right.
Like I've, and I've said this to you, I'll pencil Clay in for the worst case scenario. He's still going to be a pretty darn good spot up shooter on offense.
So.
And if that means he's only going to play, if he can only play 20 or 25 minutes, but he can give you some shooting, even if he doesn't give it to you every single night, you're going to be better for it.
Right.
So I'll give on that. Defensively, though, I'm going to have to see it defensively to see that he has it and can hold up physically. Like that, like I'm not just going to give, oh, well, that's what it's going to be.
Right.
And
no,
he's going to do all the things that he used to do. I'll give some on the offensive side, but not on the defensive side.
I'm kind of with you. It's just a matter of, yes, seeing him defend point guards. Is he even going to be defending
right.
point guards anymore?
Exactly.
Can't, you know, maybe that'll be the cost of this injury is that, you know what? Clay can't do what he did for us so well.
And then if you find that, how do you compensate
exactly.
for that? Who has to play? How do you match up? You know, does Wiggins have to guard the point guard
right.
and you got to put Clay on somebody else? Does that change things, or does Clay not play because somebody else plays? Like that's the chess match of this whole thing.
No, I think you're right there. Let's go to Bob. I'm sorry, Rob. Rob's in Vegas. Hey, Rob, how you doing, man? What do you got?
Oh, man. I'm doing good, man. I just want to say, you know what? I've been looking at the Golden State and how we've been playing over the years. The only way you can beat us is that we're hobbled, because a full-strength Golden State can nobody beat. And all these teams, they get to you. You only get that W. A coach can put together a game plan.
Uh-oh. That Vegas line, a little bit iffy. Little bit iffy.
Give you three on that.
Oh, man. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy's in Oakland. That's a little closer. Hey, Kathy, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm fine, thank you. So I have a thought. I think nobody is certain what Clay will look like on defense, but everybody seems pretty confident that on offense he'll look quite good. I think we can agree to that
okay.
his shot will probably be there.
Sure.
So given that he's such a powerful offensive player and can score, you know, rapidly and well, what are opponents going to do in terms of how many defenders are they going to throw at him? I mean, if they're going to continue to put two people often on Steph, they can't afford to put two people on Clay.
Right.
So I think the impact he can have, just in terms of his draw and his, quote, gravity, unquote, in terms of drawing defenders, is also quite important and could change the distribution of players on the field, on the floor.
I agree, and that's what Steve Kerr and the Warriors, I think, are banking on. And that's the one thing, you know, maybe I'm not giving Clay enough credit for, and you and I have gone back and forth on this, is, you know, what's it going to look like when Clay comes back? And I do think that maybe the one thing I'm underestimating is the fact that Klay Thompson ain't just anybody. You know,
sure.
He's going to have to be guarded, because you cannot not guard Klay Thompson. And, you know, as much as Jordan Poole's taking a big step up, and even Wiggins, in a perfect world, Klay's a more impactful player than both those guys. Not only when he has the ball, but as a threat when he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah, and look, all it takes to ease some of the pressure is him knocking down a few shots. It's
right.
not going to have to be a 37-point quarter or a 14-point, 3-point game. It's just going to be, make a few. Take
right.
what this team has already done, and look how effective they've already been with the current players, and now you pepper in Klay Thompson for 20, 25 minutes off the top.
Yeah.
Like that. There's no way that doesn't help offensively in my mind, because he's not going to be a bad shooter. Even if he's not what he was, there's some room to still be a
well,
good, productive, positive player.
And the
that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. And the other thing is I got to believe the minute he steps out onto the floor, like, if I'm playing against the Warriors and here's Klay Thompson, I'm not assuming he's not a threat anymore. You know, I'm assuming he's going to be Klay Thompson until he's not. And then when he's not,
it's a great way to look
then
at
you
it.
Make then you start making some adjustments. Say, you know, we might not have to put a great defender on Klay Thompson. Well, if that starts happening, you know, that's not good for the Warriors.
Right.
He's got to be a threat. He absolutely, positively has to be a threat. Yes, the Suns are coming in on a back-to-back, I guess, on Friday. They play Thursday?
Yeah, although they do play Detroit at home. So
they're one of the worst teams in the league.
They do play Detroit at home.
Who do you think's the worst team in the league?
Boy. I mean,
I thought it was Houston, and somebody told me they won 3 in a row.
Yeah, and the Pelicans have won a few lately as well. I've watched everybody at least once.
Right.
Or maybe I think I've maybe even watched everybody twice, actually, because I've watched Detroit play twice, the Warriors, and I watched them one other game. Actually watched them a little bit against the Lakers too. Now, God, I've actually watched maybe 2.5 Detroit games.
I think they stink.
What does that say about me? I think they're the worst team.
Magic are pretty bad too.
It's not a bad
call. You know what? The Magic are bad with a purpose. The Magic have a bunch of young players
right.
that they're playing together.
Mo Bamba.
And they're trying to...
He's a long hauler, apparently.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I hear you.
Suggs will be out when the Warriors play. I guess Suggs is going to miss it.
Yeah, and Damian Lillard might be out the next time the Warriors play them as well. They actually play him, like, a week from tonight again.
Hey, Spadoni told me something about the Lakers. Did the Lakers end that game last night on a 40-8 run?
No, but they had a 40-8 run over about an 11-minute span of the second half. They were down like 20 in sack, or maybe it wasn't 20. I don't know. Spadoni,
it was double digits. I think it was like 15, 13.
Yeah, something like that.
Westbrook finally showing up.
Yeah, against the Kings.
Without LeBron. Yeah. And they went 40-8 on. In fairness, I mean, I don't think Sack had Harrison Barnes last night. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, but the point I'm getting at is the Lakers lost at home with LeBron, with Davis, with Westbrook. They lost at home to the Kings, and they didn't have Barnes and Holmes. They lost at home. Like, that's just, I mean.
Well, you told me,
one of the more gutless, vile, ugly, despicable losses of the season this year.
How about the Suns losing at home to the
Kings?
They did.
They were the last team to beat them. They've got the, 17 in a row?
How the hell did they go in there and beat them?
Suns didn't take them serious. Like, Suns had
Suns started 1-3.
Well, no, they were 1-2. And the Suns, I'll give you a quick synopsis. Suns were kind of up 10-12, came out second half, just didn't care, had like a 10-point quarter, ended up tight down the stretch. Harrison Barnes hit a 30-foot three at the buzzer.
Oh, that's right. I do remember the shot that won it.
They asked for it, though. Because they didn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
But they haven't lost since. That was in October.
The Western Conference, it's pretty wild. It's like Suns, Warriors, Jazz, and then it's just muddled with Grizzlies, Mavericks, Clippers, T-Wolves, Lakers.
Yeah, and none of those teams are great.
What's Utah's record now? Like 15-7?
14-7.
Okay. Yeah.
And they lost Orlando, by the way. You talk about Orlando. They've lost it. They lost him.
Right, but I think Utah's played two real good games, though, back-to-back.
Yeah.
Recently.
I think it's Warriors, Suns, Warriors, same tier right now.
Okay.
Draw a line. Utah's in their own tier. Draw another line. And then
everybody
and
else?
Then like 5 or 6 teams that are all the same, 7 or 8 teams that are all the same. And then you got the bottom 6, which is really bad. But one of those teams is going to end up in the play-in. Like, there's going to be a really bad team.
Right.
That should be Minnesota that winds up in the play-in. As I've said to you.
Alex in Union City. What's going on, Alex? How you doing, man?
Good, good. Yourself?
Doing well, man.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Klay Thompson, his injury.
Sure.
I had ACL injury, you know, twice because of martial arts that I was playing handle.
Okay.
So I know how hard it is, you know, on your knees after rehab and all.
Right.
You're talking about, you know, his being, you know, his defensive game.
Right.
It'd probably be a lot harder on him, you know, to do the defense, you know, versus offense. Because when you move around on defense side, it's a lot harder on your knees.
It's a lot of lateral movement.
Yeah, because I mean, right now, you know, I can do a lot of, you know, runnings, you know, hikings, but
sure.
Nothing really, you know, like with a lot of pivotings, you know, like I can't ski, I can't play soccer, you know, things like that.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You know who Alex sounds a little like? Karl Malone. Malone, you know why I'm saying that?
I don't.
It's because Karl Malone was asked about what it's like kind of getting older, and he goes, hey, running straight ahead. I can run straight ahead with anybody, but side to side, forget about it.
A little tougher. I got a quick one for you just because we were talking about it. Okay, so the difference right now between 4th and 10th is a half game.
Wow.
The team that's currently 4th in the West is Dallas. They're 10-9. The team that's 10th is Denver. They're 10-10.
Interesting.
Your Timberwolves are actually 7th right now.
By the way, I'll help you.
You've already helped me today with that 550 on the meter. So we're good today.
It's inside baseball. It might make you feel good. Chris Finch with an LOL. I texted him last night and said, I got a buddy who said, man, that Finch is doing a good job. He even has D'Angelo Russell playing defense.
He LOL'd.
He LOL'd it.
Diplomat stock is rising.
Oh,
I like it.
We got out. You know what? Let me tell you how great that university is, school, college. I might not even be on the Mount Rushmore. Now, you think about that D3. For a minute. I'm not even on that school's. How good? Hey, that's what I'm saying. Anyway.
I'm going to tell you right now. We won't belabor it. The boss will probably run in here if we do. But Finch is a good coach.
Since
he took over, I've actually watched them because I know the history. You know, you know him and all that.
Right.
He's doing a nice job.
So far. Hey, if you're looking for all the best 49er content from 95.7 The Game, text 49ers to 20357. That's 49ers to 20357. Make sure to click the link, then hit the subscribe button in the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Powered by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. All right, we're heading into the last hour. 888-957-9570. We'll take your final thoughts on that game last night between the Warriors and the Phoenix Suns. Give me something that stuck out. Give me something that worried you. Give me something that made you think this team won't be a problem down the line. 888-957-9570. Let's finish strong today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.